Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from two passages of Scripture. First, the Old Testament, and then the New, out of Isaiah, and then out of the Gospel of Luke. At first, out of Isaiah, chapter 9, beginning of verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And then out of the Gospel of Luke, familiar passage, the Christmas story, beginning in chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Well, it was an otherwise normal, typical, common day. But then something happened. And what had been a common, uneventful day would become uncommon, however you want to define that word. We would look back at that point, these 2,000 years later, and recognize that day as uncommon by any sense or definition of what that word means. It wasn't without warning. Isaiah had prophesied it, inspired by God 700 years earlier. An ordinary day, which Isaiah and Micah forewarned us, would become extraordinary. For the moment, though, it was an ordinary, common day. The sky was quiet, dotted by gently fluffed up clouds, colored by the brilliant yellow of the sun's rays. Gradually, the day turned into night, a beautiful night. There had been many recently, it seemed, but nothing to keep you awake, no reason to expect anything different. Even so, there seemed to be something about this night pulling you to look out your window to take it all in. The breeze gusted just enough to keep the leaves busy, and a slight chill was hanging in the air. The stars sparkled like jewels against the black background of yet another night, just an ordinary night. The moon stood cold and bright, watching and shining from high above, almost in anticipation, almost sensing that something was up. But still, it was just an ordinary, beautiful, yet common night. The sheep, well, they were sheep, common and in all shapes and sizes. Some looked healthy while others looked like they could use some help. Their fleece was dirty, white, and matted. No 4-H club or Future Farmers of America club winners there. Just common sheep with the common smell of being outside and unbathed their whole life long, except for the one lamb which would soon enter the world. They were tended by shepherds, common, poor, ordinary outcasts on the outskirts of town where all the important people resided. If you closed your eyes, it would be hard to distinguish them and their smell from the sheep they tended. No one asked for their opinion. No one nominated them for citizen of the year. Nothing they said was recorded for the history books. Unremarkable, common, nameless, wandering around the edges of society. It's interesting, though, that God sent the angel, as we read a moment ago, to tell those shepherds first what was happening in the world around them. I wonder why. And then there was a young girl, common, unknown to anyone except her family until this moment, and a gentle, common, and unsuspecting man of integrity, still standing quietly in support of all the angel said would happen. And God sent angels to both of them to tell them they were selected to be a most important part of the most important moment in history. There were probably some other barnyard animals, maybe a cow or two, a goat, some chickens, common, ordinary, and unremarkable. All there and in the stable, just like any other typical stable in those days. Nothing special to distinguish it from the others. Common, ordinary, out in back of an inn because there was no room for them in the inn. But with the creative mind of God at the wheel of history, this would soon all become the most uncommon, most important moment in all of history. And where else would a lamb be born but in a stable? A common, ordinary day and night filled with everyday common people and animals set in an unremarkable common place. And then the Lamb of God entered the world. It was Bethlehem morning, and it was ordinary no more. A moment where the common became uncommon forever. The moment when Christ would enter our world, to enter our hearts and our lives, the moment that changed our typical days, which are too often filled with doubt and uncertainty, to days filled with the promise of the uncommon hope of Christmas born that day, a moment of hope that now comes alongside us in all of our days where illness will hit, or when we suffer the loss of loved ones and relationships, or we still have painful memories that linger from the past. An uncommon moment of hope which moves us beyond all of that and other things to the extraordinary heights of all that can be and all that we can be with Him guiding us and walking with us. Honest to God, my friends, honest to God. It was just an ordinary, common day and night until He entered it and the world exploded in brightness with the light of that long-awaited promised birth through the hope of the Son of God entering the world for you and for me forever. It was a common day, a common night that became uncommon with the visit of the Christ child. And Bethlehem morning was forever upon us and is here today, common becoming uncommon, ordinary becoming extraordinary, darkness into light, doubt, despair, and defeat overcome by the light of hope, now and forever, eternally victorious in Christ, the babe of Bethlehem. It's what God did then for us, changing the common into the uncommon, the ordinary into the extraordinary, and it's what God is doing now and will do in all of our days and on into eternity with Him, changing the ordinary and the common into the extraordinary and the uncommon all the days of our lives. Through a babe born on Bethlehem morning, that's what we celebrated, remembered, and embraced yesterday, and will today, tomorrow, and forever. Hope for you. Hope for me. Hope for everyone. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for what you did. It's amazing. You're taking a common, ordinary day and night and turning it extraordinary, uncommon, forever, by sending your Son, the most remarkable moment of love ever demonstrated in history. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. Thank you for assuring us when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior of an eternal place with you in heaven. Thank you that we know He walks with us every day and every moment of our lives so that we might move from common to uncommon with you and for you, making a difference in the world for you and the lives of others. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for Christmas, the babe of Bethlehem, born on Bethlehem morning, your son, our Savior. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.